Shabbos Perikei Mishnah Dalad 5:4. More about what animals can't go out with on Shabbos because it's an unnecessary burden or because it could fall off and you'll carry it. Ein chamor yotzei b'mardas. The donkey can't go out with its blanket, saddle blanket on it. Bizman she'ina kshurlo. If the saddle blanket's not tied firmly to the donkey, one shot is we're concerned here that it will fall off and you'll end up carrying it. V'lo b'zug, and it can't go out wearing a bell. Afal pi shehu pakuk. That's true even if the bell has been stopped up. The idea being that if an animal's walking around in a bell, it would be to attract attention so people could know it's available for sale. He's taking it to market, and you can't do that on Shabbos, Maris Ein, and therefore no bells allowed on your animals, even if you can't hear them because they've been stuffed up and not making noise. V'lo b'sulam shel b'tzvaro. Also, the donkey can't have like a splint on its neck. The idea is the donkey has some kind of sore on its back, let's say, and it's going to be gnawing at it and playing with it. You want to prevent that, you know, that sore from becoming infected, whatever the story is, and therefore you want to restrain the donkey by putting some splint so it can't bend its neck. So that's the sulam. The word sulam literally means a ladder, and the reason why is because the shape of the splint resembles a ladder, kind of like a simple ladder, much the same way, if you remember those, like, you know, balsa wood bridges from high school science competitions, kind of look like a ladder. So that's the idea here. The point is that it's beams that have, you know, cross beams to reinforce it. So you can't do that again because we're concerned that the donkey is going to fight the ladder and knock it off, and then you'll end up carrying it in the Rishus HaRav. V'lo b'ritzui shebaraglo, same goes. You can't put straps, like protective straps, around the ankles of the donkey, and the reason why is because we're concerned that you're trying to protect your donkey, so its legs, which are bumping to each other, don't, you know, scratch, get irritated one to the other. But the fear is that because there's that friction, the strap will come loose, and then the donkey will end up knocking off the strap, and you'll end up picking it up and carrying it in Rishus HaRabim. V'ein hatarnegolin yotzin b'chutin. The chickens can't go out with strings, the little strings that are tied to the legs of the chicken, so you can identify which chicken belongs to whom. V'lo b'ritzuos shebaragleihen, nor can you have little straps that tie the legs of the chicken together so it can't jump up and down and knock things over. That's considered to be an excessive restraint, so you can't do that to the chicken on Shabbos. V'ein ha-zacharim yotzen ba'agala shetacha sa'alya shelehen. Zacharim are rams, and they can't go out with their wagon under the alya is the tail, the fatty tail of a sheep, of a ram. The idea is that sheep have these ridiculously long, fat tails, so over the centuries, sheep have been bred to have these big, fatty tails because people like the tail fat of the sheep. In modern Israel, you can go to a shawarma shop throughout the country and ask for shuman kesef, the fat keves, the fat for a sheep, and they'll serve it to you on the big, white, wiggly glob. You see it on top of the shawarma spit, that big piece of fat there. So people love it, except the cardiologists don't like it one bit. And they've been bred over the years to have these big, massive tails, kind of like the poor turkeys that have been bred to have big, large breasts. Just the same way the turkeys can't freely walk around anymore. They fall over forward because their breasts are so big. The lamb, the sheep with these massive tails, they drag on the floor and kind of can get cut up and injured, and therefore the custom has been, and you can kind of Google this, you'll see this was the same thing in Europe also, like, you know, 100, 200, 300 years ago. They had these little kind of like trolleys, little that were with wheels underneath the tail of the sheep so it shouldn't drag on the ground and get torn up. But you can't do that on Shabbos, it's considered to be too much of a burden for the animal. That's what we're saying here. So Ein HaZacharim, the rams, can't go out Yotzin in the Rishus HaRabim Ba'agala, with that little trolley, that wagon. Shetachas Ha'al Yeshelen, that would be placed beneath their fatty tail. Veina rechelim yotzes chanunos. You can't, when sheep graze, so they've got their noses in the grass, so little kind of parasitic worms can crawl up their nose and cause mischief to the animals. So if they're rams, what happens is rams frequently butt heads one with the other, and any worms up their nose will be dislodged and come loose. But the rechelin, which is a female sheep, the word for that in English is a ewe, E-W-E. So the ewes aren't butting their heads, so therefore how will you get those parasitic worms out of their nostrils? The answer is you'd stick this yachnun plant, like wood chip, into their nostril, and that would prompt the sheep to sneeze, kind of like, imagine, you know, pepper up the nose or something. The idea is by prompting the sheep to sneeze, it cleans out its nasal passages, ejecting those parasitic worms. But having the wood chip in the nose of the sheep is going to be, according to some Mefarshim, a burden on the animal. Others is it's going to fall out and you end up carrying it, so that you can't have the rechelin, those ewes, walk around chanunos. Vein ha'egel yotze begimon. Egel is a calf, like meaning a baby cow. It can't go out gimon, begimon, with the gimon, according to the Bar Tanura. The gimon is from like Lashon gemi. A gemi is a reed. So this is a practice yoke that goes around the neck of the calf. It's made out of reeds. It's not actually really for pulling anything. It's not really hooking up to any, you know, plow, but it's to give the calf practice of being wearing something around its neck. And since that's just practice and a burden on the calf, it can't be hooked up to walk around with this gimon on Shabbos. Vlopara ba'or ha-kupad. You can't attach the or is a skin. Kupad is like a hedgehog. It's like, you know, prickly skin. You can't attach that to the udders of the cow. According to the Bavli, the issue is we're concerned other animals will actually, like leeches and other creatures, will steal milk from the cow. To retard that, you're putting on this like prickly udder protector to keep the animals away. I googled it. I see there are instances of different animals like feral cats stealing seals' milk, etc. It is a thing in nature. Baboons steal milk also in Africa from animals. So don't believe the hype that you hear that only human beings eat other creatures' milk. It's not true, apparently. And that was a concern, according to the Bavli. According to Yerushalmi, the issue is that the farmer doesn't want the mommy cow to nurse its baby anymore. I guess that's to dry up the milk supplies of the cow, etc. Maybe so it can get pregnant again, whatever the case may be. The point is, according to Yerushalmi, this hedgehog skin is to stop nursing of baby cow on mommy cow. And also, cows can't go out with a strap between its horns. Cows are very docile creatures. They're big and look scary, and you've probably seen, you know, these bulls attacking people and, you know, in bullfights and stuff. But in general, cows are super docile. They're not aggressive. They do not need anything really to restrain them. And therefore, even a simple strap between its horns, some learn it's an issue of and the Bar Tanura says, even if it's for noi, even for decoration, then it's certainly a burden on the animal for nothing. And that might be telling machlokas if there's such things as a takshet, of an ornament for an animal, or if it's for restraining the animal. In all cases, it's a burden on the cow and unnecessary, and therefore no straps allowed between the horns of cows. The Mishnah says, Paraso Shrebi Alazar ben Azariah haisi otza beretzua shebein karneha, shlo beratzon chamim. The Mishnah reports how Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's cow used to go out on Shabbos with the strap between its horns, and the Chacham were not happy about that one bit. This is alluding to a story that comes up a few times in the Gemara and the Mishnayos. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah didn't own this cow. It was actually his neighbor's cow. But the neighbor's cow went out with the strap between its horns. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah did not object to it. And since Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was the rabbi and the neighbor, the burden was upon him to make sure that his neighbor was protected from doing averas. And since he didn't, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah didn't act, wasn't proactive, so the Mishnah is imputing responsibility to him. Whereas the Mishnah is saying that the Chazal looked at Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who knew better and should have known better, as the responsible party, and it's as if it were his cow doing the avera, and reporting that was to their dissatisfaction. This comes up again other Mishnayos. It seems there are a few times when Elizabeth Azaria and the Chum disagreed. And there is even a story in the Rishonim that this is referring, believe it or not, not to Elizabeth Azaria's cow, but to his wife who went out with this thing in his hair, her hair. And again, the rabbis objected. And he was prompted to sort of do some very severe tshuva, fasting until his teeth rotted. So, whatever the case is, cows, according to everyone, are not allowed to go out with straps between their horns because that's an excessive restraint. And with that, we finish the fifth parak of animals, and now we'll go to the sixth parak, which talks about what human beings may or may not wear in public on Shabbos.